So, a couple of things about dreams. One is that, you know, when you have a dream, you obviously you're experiencing something, right? And if you've noticed in waking life, whenever you have an experience, it changes you in a certain way. Now, it can be more or less a temporary change. You know, you have an experience of, driving to work in a traffic jam and somebody cuts you off and stuff like that. Well, it's going to change your disposition, right? Or you have a walk in the woods and, you know, the birds are singing and the trees are talking to you, and that's going to change your disposition in another way. So, all experience has effect, that's what I'm trying to say. And once you've experienced it, well, you have received that effect, and you are changed in a certain way. Even if you don't remember the experience that you had. But nevertheless, it has changed you. So, the same thing is true of experiences you have in your sleep. Called dreams. You experience something and it changes you in a certain way. Now, for the most part, the benefit, and you could say the purpose of dreams, is all about that. It's all about providing an experience which will change you in a certain way, and most often it changes you in a way that it helps you deal with what's going to happen when you wake up. And that's true, as I say, whether you remember the dream or you don't, or whether you, quote, understand the dream or not. You've had the experience, it's changed you, your disposition is different, and you're going to wake up and you're going to move with that. Sometimes there's a benefit to having an interpretation. And if there is, the usual thing is, it'll come along. Either you say, oh, I see, that was about da-da-da-da-da. Or somebody will say, I had this dream, what do you think? And they say, well, seems to me da-da-da-da. And that can be helpful sometimes. But it's not always necessary. If it is necessary, it generally shows up. And, you know, there are other dreams in which, you know, people can receive teachings and be given certain special capacities from dreams. And so a fairly simple example of that is, you know, when students are learning plant spirit medicine, what they do is they dream with the plant, and the plant gives them its medicine. And you could say, well, that sounds nice, but come on, sounds pretty airy-fairy or something. But the fact is that the healer then takes what they've been given and introduces it to somebody else, and it helps them. So there are those kinds of dreams. But the most common thing is, as I say, that the dream provides you an experience which will change you in some way that you will find beneficial. Whether you remember it or not, or whether you make the connection or not, it's still there. So there's a second part to your question, which I've forgotten now.
Kind of the follow-on is, in waking life, I mean, just a concept that comes up frequently is that the world is maybe as a dream or like a dream. And is that something that exists in the Huichol tradition, and more specifically, I mean, to the extent that we're, if it were a dream, if life is dream-like, do we have a lot of control over the course of our life, you know, through our beliefs and our intentions? Can we change? Can we change the dream?
Mm.
If it is that.
Are you talking about the big dream of your life, or are you talking about what?
Yeah, the day-to-day, and I guess probably that is the big picture, but yeah, your general experience is not so much whether it's a traffic jam or not, but how you experience it, the types of things that tend to move through your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say it this way. I'm going to go back to what I was just saying about students of plant spirit medicine. Okay. So, plant spirit medicine student dreams with the plant. The plant informs the person, or more precisely, gives the person that medicine, and then they apply it in a healing situation and find that person benefits according to the way that they've been shown that the benefit is all about. So, so what I want to say is, if one can, to the extent that one can really live out of the perspective of life as a dream, what you begin to find more and more is that there are vastly, vastly expanded possibilities that living the other way doesn't open you to. And this thing about plant spirit medicine is just one example of that. You know, from the Western waking experience or perspective, you know, what I just talked about is impossible. Right? But guess what? It works. So it opens up that perspective, and that experience opens up a lot of possibilities that otherwise I just don't are not present. Now, does that mean that the person is, let's say, deliberately and willfully changing the dream of their life and that sort of thing? Well, I don't exactly see it that way. But, you know, if you talk about the Huichol perspective, which is, by the way, the basis of it is shared by other traditional peoples. It's not uniquely Huichol. That when you see the world as a dream, well, a lot of things change. And, I mean, you can relate to that and understand it as you will, but you could say that the perspective of the rituals, like other traditional peoples, is that the world is a dream, or sometimes it's called the world is a song, that has already been sung or already been dreamt by the great singer or the great dreamer. We call it the creational force. You know, the Huichols relate to it as the blue deer, some people relate to it as the great goddess, or some people talk about God or the creator or whatever. But that's the way I see it. And even though those peoples, the traditional peoples, are very hard done by these days, but in some ways they're living lives where they've got a lot of stuff going for them that we don't have.